B-Pod Studios.
Getting your day started.
The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
I'm predicting right now that somebody's about to vent about something. And that's someone right here on Hot 96.9 Get Up Crew. Looking at you, Melissa.
What?
I've known you for a while now. All morning long, you've been like on your phone extra, rolling your eyes, making faces.
Yeah.
Yeah, what? What's bothering you?
I mean, you may be onto something.
Yeah. You've been trying to play it down all freaking morning. Yeah. She's doing her thing. You know how I can tell? Because she's doing her thing where it's like, Melissa has a really good talent. People who don't know her, of like ignoring everything that they're talking about or what's going on in the room. But yet, like, if you confront her on it, she'll just regurgitate like what she's been hearing. So, like, to the untrained eye, you think that she's listening to you, but she's not. She's just repeating keywords. And she's been doing that all morning.
Or she'll like sigh or make noises or whatever to get you to ask her what's going on, but then won't say anything.
No, this is a little different. I understand I may do some of those things, but no, I'm actually genuinely hurt. I'm genuinely hurt, and I am also scared because... I've known all of you guys a long time. You know, Ramiro Pebbles, I've known you guys a very long time. And part of my relationship with you guys is specifically for Pebbles, who I've been a very good friend with. We've been very good friends for a long time. I consider her like a sister.
Yeah.
And the one thing you don't want to do is disappoint your siblings.
Oh, geez. What'd you do?
And couple of reasons I'm upset. One is for the reaction of what I'm about to tell you, but the other thing is that I'm worried that Pebbles is going to be disappointed in me.
Wait a minute.
It's better than I thought.
If this has to do with anything sex related, I don't care that much about your sex life.
No, I know, Pebbles, I know you don't care about my sex life.
And
which, by the way, is non-existent. However, I know you don't care, but I still always have that thing in the back of my head that Pebbles is going to be disappointed in me.
It's like the angel on your shoulder, the devil.
Really,
Pebbles
is
the angel.
Yes, like 100%. So, all right. Remember I told you guys like a week ago, maybe like 2 weeks ago, like I was talking to someone and I may or may not have asked him for a provocative photo.
Yeah,
you did.
An ick pic.
Okay.
And he sent it. Mm-hmm. And as soon as he sent it, he expected one in return.
Yeah.
But you all know... I don't do that. Like, my entire life, I've never, ever, ever sent one of those photos only because I just don't ever want it out in the cloud somewhere, like where it's going to end up on a billboard or something. You know what I mean? Like, clearly it wouldn't end up on a billboard, but you know what I'm saying.
Slow your roll there.
No, listen. But everybody has that in the back of their mind when they're sending them, like, who's going to see this? That's what I'm talking about.
Somebody's Instagram story, maybe.
Yeah.
Thank you.
See an ad for the Museum of Science and it flashes to Melissa's boobs.
So, in my mind, like, I was yesterday feeling a certain kind of way, and, you know, I like this guy, and I was like, I'm gonna maybe try and send something to him just to see what kind of reaction I'm gonna get.
Yes.
Now the first thing I'm thinking is I want to make sure there's no one around him because all I could picture is like he's at work or he's around all his boys and he's happen to be scrolling and it pops up exactly. So you know I sent a text and I was like, hey, is anyone around you? And first of all, he didn't respond for like an hour, which pissed me off. And then he did, and he said, no, why? What's going on? And so I sent the picture. I sent it.
Yeah, Melissa.
Sent it.
Yes.
And the whole time, I'm like literally sweating, panicking, thinking in my mind, like, should I be doing this? Is this a great picture? First of all, it took me about 30 minutes to get the actual picture.
I was going to ask like, how many you took first.
I'm not lying. Like, it was like, and I was at Foxwoods last night because I had an appearance and I had a suite with a jacuzzi. So I was in the jacuzzi and I was feeling nice.
Oh.
And I'm like, okay, let me try and get some different angles.
See, this is the visual I don't need.
I know. It took me like probably 20 minutes. Okay, maybe 20 minutes. And
a couple different poses and stuff.
Yeah.
Throwing your leg up on the jacuzzi.
I'm not getting into specifics, right?
Okay, go ahead.
So tell me why this mofo legit. You know when you send a message and you see the person's going to respond, like you see the bubbles?
The bubbles, yeah.
The bubbles were popping up for the response before I had even sent the damn picture. To me, first of all, I'll tell you what the response was. Sexy with the kissing emoji.
Okay.
Okay.
No, that pissed me off.
Why? What did you want?
No, I'm going to tell you right now. First of all, the fact that he was replying before I feel like it even got sent tells me he gets a million of these a day, and this is nothing to him, which it probably is, and that's fine. I'm fine with that. But for me, I built this up so much in my mind. I was expecting...
What did you want, like an essay on, yeah. you know,
I didn't
each...
want an essay. I wanted some kind... Like, put it this way. When he sent me what he sent me... Oh, please. I was like, wow, that's really nice. I went into, like, description, like,
oh, geez.
Things I might want to do, like, things like that. I got nothing. And to top it all off, that was all he responded. I didn't hear from him again the rest of the night. I'm like, so for this, I'm done.
No.
I'm done. Two reasons. A, I'm thinking, A, Pebbles is disappointed with me. And
girl,
B,
please.
I knew I didn't send these kind of photos for a reason. Because I didn't get the response I was looking for. And, like, this dude gets a million of them. And he's like, oh, I'm just throwing this in my folder with all the rest of them. I'm done. I'm not doing it again. I quit. That's it.
No, don't let that bring you down.
No,
you gotta keep doing it.
It's bringing me down. I'm done. Like, I'm even considering not even talking to this guy again because of it. Like,
what?
You're upset because he wrote sexy, which I'm sure you appreciate a guy telling you you're sexy.
Pebbles.
Yeah. And guys don't really throw down the, you know, kissy emoji that much.
He does. And I'm telling you right now, it was an automated response. It was one of those things that
you know when
you send an email and you get the out-of-office reply,
yeah.
that's what it was. It was an out-of-office reply.
This girl's acting like she got a laughing emoji.
No, it was,
right.
I'm telling you. And the fact that he didn't respond again after that is like, okay, great, whatever. It is what it is. Delete. See you later. Like, that's it. I'm done.
You don't know.
You're overthinking.
I got the out-of-office reply.
You're creating this whole thing like he was alone and he just did that. He might have been really busy. That's why he didn't respond to you the first time. Maybe he had people around him. So he's like, oh, something good's going to happen. Let me wait till I'm alone. Boom. He was alone real quick. You sent that. He was like sexy. And then he went back to his meeting.
Or he could have used it for material.
No.
Yeah.
Pebbles, no.
Yeah.
No. He was probably on a freaking date. And was like, oh, okay, cool. Now let me get back to my other chick.
What?
Like, this is probably...
You sound insane right now.
No, I'm serious. That's
hold
it.
On.
I quit.
I just need to reiterate this. You're gonna stop talking to this guy.
Yes.
Because
I'm done.
You sent him a picture and he responded in a complimentary fashion.
No. All right, you're making it sound like, you know. No, I'm done.
Justin.
Yeah.
What do you got to say?
That guy, whack.
Thank you. Thank you, Justin.
Real thought. I mean, I get pictures sometimes, and if you're a guy, you gotta act like you've never seen a titty before. Like that.
Oh my god.
You gotta just. It's not hard to just drum up a little enthusiasm.
Thank you. Make someone feel special.
That is a great, great law. That should be a mandatory law. Whenever you get a naked picture, always act like it's the first time getting
right.
it.
And like, listen. The enthusiasm thing is great, but it's like maybe just a little more than just a kissing emoji. Like
you want a description of what he wants to do with it?
Oh,
yes. Yes, Ramiro.
Okay.
Yes.
Just go do it.
John.
I mean.
Yeah, how you doing?
John thinks you're being crazy, Melissa.
John.
Oh my God. Melissa, I got to say, you're acting a little crazy. I love you guys. I'm telling you, I listen to you every day. But Melissa, you're creating your own issue in your head. Sometimes guys going to play a little hard to get, too. Come on. We can't just, like, you know, go crazy first text and get all into it. We got to pull a little bit out of you a little more, you know?
I'm not saying that he's, you know, I don't think he's trying to play hard to get. And I don't think he needs to, like, go all, like,
PowerPoint
you know,
presentation.
Right. But, like, just something a little bit more.
Maybe, follow me on this.
I'm following.
Maybe he was thinking this was the first in a series of...
No.
Just getting more and more provocative with each photo.
No.
I don't know what you sent, but you can always send something dirtier. So, unless... Did you go... ham for the first picture?
No.
Oh, see? So that's what it was. He was like sexy, and then he's like, let's see, what else you're going to send me?
I've never sent one of these. So for me, this was a big deal.
Oh,
so
you gotta,
to get that in response,
you got to increase it.
So disappointing.
Hi, Cindy.
Hey, Melissa. Hey, I love you guys. You're all great.
Hi, Cindy.
Thank you.
Melissa, I agree with you. He's a player. You got an out-of-office response. Do not.
man.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
No, no, no. The red flag is there. He should have responded more. That is nuts. I've seen this happen to people. Oh, my God. No, no, no.
Thank you, Cindy.
You all are ridiculous.
Listen, that type of response definitely tells me he gets these all the time and it's nothing to him, which is fine. Now I know that. I know this and I can move on.
No, okay. Well, if you want to really test it, Leroy, pull your pants down. Send her a picture. Send him a picture of that and see if he responds with sex or the kissing me.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.